Put your hands together and welcome your very own Dunstable Town Podcast.
Talk of the Town podcast post-match, Dunstable Town 2, Real Bedford 2. Joe, if you're going to save your best performance of the season, do it against a team that is top of the league and one of the favourites for promotion, mate. Must be very proud of the way the players have bounced back, especially after the last few weeks that we've had, you know. Haven't had really great performances. Luck hasn't gone our way. Probably in a lot of the fans' opinions tonight, speaking out there, probably our performance of the season.
Had to be. You know, they're a very, very good side. As I've said before, they comprehensively battered us last time out. We took a risk with the team selection today, but it was a calculated risk. I'm immensely proud. I'm particularly pleased for my chairman tonight, who's very unwell. Horrible chest infection. So firstly, we wish him well. It's for everybody else at the club tonight. It's not about me. But what my players have shown me tonight is they've shown an unbelievable appetite and desire to run. And this season's been one of my hardest in football. I've been quite open about that because I've been so deflated with the humans I've had under my care, with the way they've behaved. Tonight was exemplary. We were a lot younger. Starts with Sean Lockhart in goal, who I thought was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Calm, a little bit too calm for me at times. I really like that kid. I said it before, we were trying to get him out on a dual reg to get him some games because we wanted to bring him in towards the end of the season. He's coming tonight. He's been fantastic. Alex Butt, for me, was in a team full of outstanding performances.
Got man of the match. Yeah.
Rightfully so. He was my man of the match. And Alex is somebody I've known since he was 15 years old.
He's not 15 now.
Feels like it. Look at the way he covers the ground. Yeah. He's got a spite to him. He's got an edge. So pleased for him and his parents, the great people, his parents. He's a great kid, Alex. Andrus A. Bonsu's work rate, Josh Hatton to score a goal on his debut. I must thank Leighton Town and James Heaps in particular for giving us Josh and working so hard to put the players' development ahead of their own club because they've got results to win on a Saturday in the development group. And James has gone above and beyond. And for me, I stand by it. James Heaps, in my opinion, is one of the best developers of youth players there is. He's fantastic at what he does and he's produced an absolute gem in Josh Hatton, and I was delighted he got his goal. And let's be honest, things today could have gone horribly wrong so early. We go a goal down early.
3 minutes.
Yeah. And all it is we accelerate to the ball, we don't decelerate, and it's just inexperience, exuberance from the group. They're just desperate to do well tonight. And then you think, oh, and then they have got players who can run you. And then we get ourselves back into it at 1-1. Then we lose the second one. I'm going to appeal for it. I thought it was, you know, I think if it happens to their goalkeeper, I'm moaning, but it's happened to our goalkeeper. It's contact with his back. But it's a messy one for us on our goal line. You know, we don't really stop the cross. We get caught, and look, Joey Evans, he scores the goal from 2 yards, doesn't he? And then it would have been very easy for us to sink. And I said to the boys at half-time, I didn't really have to say a great deal initially. We spoke about a few details around making sure you don't jump out with Evans because he drops into pockets and then they get runners from beyond. Not many teams have kept Stevens quiet. And we've had to. And then we had a spell in the second half today where we had them really locked in. Really, really locked in. And they found a period of time when they had lots of the ball at the back but couldn't really get out the pitch. But they've got moments that can hurt you. And we had to be really careful. And in the end, a point feels like three. Not because of the result, because I'm not somebody who resigns myself to that. But it was the nature of the performance. And I've been, like I said, we've had too many contaminators in our building this year. Too many. And it's a bit of a harsh one, but I said I felt this week a little bit like I was watching a documentary. It was a drama called This England. Don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, I have to
say. Yeah, when they show the thing about, you know, the coronavirus pandemic for Boris Johnson, and you're sitting there, and I felt a little bit, I understood briefly, albeit it's not a pandemic to those levels. But I looked at the group and I thought, whatever way you're doing, whatever decision you make, you just seem to be losing people. We lose Danny Webb to a back on Saturday. Rexha, we've got 4 or 5 yesterday that have dropped out. I don't know why. They were here watching. How do they get back in the group? And then you've got Sean Emmanuel on the bench today who could easily sulk. Same with Ethan. We brought Ethan out today because I think Ethan needed a psychological rest because he's put a lot of pressure on himself, and I've seen in his performances last few weeks, it's not just the physical break these players need sometimes, it's emotional. But you look at the two fullbacks today, Tolu and Ricardo Green. And then you look at Osborne, what a leader, what a captain he was tonight. Him and McClellan. Oh, look at the block at 2-1 he makes. It's a dead cert. What a block that is. And he was mature. He was, you know, he's very vocal with the group tonight at half time. He's made my job easier tonight, Elfie. You know, but we can talk all day long about tactically setting up. You know, we went with a 4-diamond-1-1 to nullify the two sitters they have in midfield because you don't want them getting on the ball spraying passes. We had to double up in wide areas. We went with two very athletic fullbacks today because we knew that they are dangerous wide. And for the vast majority of those boys have been fantastic. I watched Ricardo Green at the end there. His legs are gone. He's seizing. But I spoke in my programme notes about lungs burning, about legs when they're filled with lactic acid. I'm telling you now, the last 3 weeks, we'd have just accepted a 3-2, 4-2, 5-2, 6-2 loss. There was a difference tonight. And I think a lot of that stemmed from not only the kids, but how well your Will McClellans have looked after people. Ethan Creary hasn't sulked tonight.
Played well when he came on.
Of course he did. He's a lad we love, Ethan. He's come out the group and he hasn't been a little baby. He's come off the pitch today and he's dealt with probably the best centre-forward, if not the best centre-forward in the division. Him and Spence are the best centre-forwards. He's dealt with him exceptionally well tonight. And I'm immensely proud, but I'm so pleased for everybody because I've said before, we've let our supporters down this year. Everybody who's put a shirt on. And there's a lot that have departed or a lot that haven't been involved and they'll absolve themselves from responsibilities. They have as much of an infectious impact on this group, whether they're here or not. We left a lot of residue, a lot of bad attitudes. Said to my programme host today, three problems we've had this year. Attitude, attitude, attitude. Entitlement. Far too many of us have become entitled. Did that group play tonight like a group that was entitled? Did they play like a group that felt we just had a God-given right to turn up and do enough? No. We played like a group that were hungry, that showed desire. We showed effort. When one of our mates was in trouble today, we didn't sit there and go, oh, you're on your own, partner. We got round him. We doubled up. We worked so hard today and not a single player's let me down. And that's for Joe Reynolds, by the way. He's probably the nicest human I've ever met in my life. I was so pleased for him. Great finish on the volley. And, I was just really, really pleased today because, as I said, Real Bedford are rightfully in the top two teams in the division. Rightfully, it'll go to the wire with them and Irish. And we haven't been good enough over the course of a season. But let me tell you, I'll go home tonight and there are so many things that I was positive and so many things I was pleased about because today I'll go home tonight and I'll go for all my players. I'll shake all their hands. I'll look them in the eyes. They've given everything for our football club tonight. It's all I've ever asked for.
Yeah.
So, did we throw our bodies on the way of the ball today?
Yeah.
Loads of times. Yeah. Did we put our heads where it hurt today? Did we show desire to shut people down and run after people? Did we make recovery runs and bust our gut to get back? Yeah. And that'll leave you alone if we do that. Mm. Is that the same group you saw against Owlsey?
God, no.
And you think really to the mix, you've got Harry Beaumont coming back Thursday morning. Not that I'm counting down, as Dad said, Thursday morning. I might pick him up from the airport. And we've got Danny Webb will be back by the weekend. All you're then creating is two outstanding characters to add to the group. Not bad lads. Lads that will work their nuts off. But at the moment, I'm so pleased with every single one of my 16 today. Every single one of them. Even Sean Emanuel, who's not got on the pitch. The way he was encouraging his teammates today, he could have been selfish. He's travelled. He's had to get lifts and all sorts to travel from the other side of Essex tonight. And he's cheering his boys on. Some fair play to him. I'm beaming inside. Forget the result. I said to the boys at half-time, don't worry about results. Worry about processes. And if you work hard in life, sometimes we worked really hard against Romania early in the season, didn't get what we deserved. Tonight we got a point, but it feels like three. And as I said, fair credit to Rob. You know, we had to be out very, very well today because they've got an excellent group of players and we got a really good point tonight. So really, really proud. And thank you to the 210 people who've come out tonight on a Tuesday night. 210. Yeah. Wow.
Champions League on the telly.
Yeah, it's humbling. But what a game of football they've seen, by the way.
Yeah.
Two teams running, working hard, having a right good go. Whew. Yeah, I'd rather watch that, to be fair. I was really proud of the boys.
One thing that a lot of fans were commenting on, myself included, was when we did get the ball, we haven't seen it in recent weeks. We weren't scared to play football.
Yeah.
We got it down, and some of our passing and movement tonight was what we said last season was the Dunstable that you had when you turned it around and we had the Dunstable playing. We weren't scared. We didn't seem to have no fear tonight. When we got it down, we were very brave with the ball. Is that something that you encourage to the lads before the game to get it down and be brave with the ball?
Yeah, and I think that's how my football coaching has been throughout my career. I've worked with elite players, so it's very easy to get elite players to do things, because you look at a lot of their players in that group I've worked with over the years, so they handle the football very, very well. What we did today is we were better with our decision making. There were still times we created problems for ourselves playing silly backward passes. We had an overload in the middle of midfield today, which allows you, if you utilise that. But I said to half-time, one of the big things I said to my half-time, 3 and 4 touches get you into trouble here. Because what they are is they're very, very mobile. Rob hasn't recruited land of experienced giants. He's recruited mobile, fit, athletic players that press you and they run after you. They put you under pressure. And in the first game, we were deers in headlights and we panicked. And we conceded goal after goal through playing into their trap. Today, I just said to move it ones and twos, find your spare man. And we had an overload in the midfield. We were almost like a diamond plus a one in midfield. But let's be straight. Everything today comes off your centre forward. Joe Sellers-West was absolutely magnificent today. He got hold of the ball. He occupied their two centre-halves. He looked after the ball for us. But another one who will look back on the season and go, I should have started earlier. Should have done more. I'm so proud of the man he's become, because a few weeks ago, let me tell you, I was in a one-man gang.
And I can see, I remember the
but I can see why people were saying it. Today, he's run his nuts off for 96 minutes. He's got hold of the ball, he's got us up the pitch, and he looks after the ball as well as anybody. So what it allows you to do today, Josh Hatton scores his goal on his debut, but he's allowed to look after the ball. He gets on the ball for you. Charlie Gilbert looks after the football for you. You've got Andrew Say Bonsu, looks after the ball for you. Alex Butt, very good on the ball, looks after the ball for you. Joe Reynolds, looks after the ball for you. Rory Mills gets hold of the ball today, and the times he gets caught is when he has a third touch, when he's playing ones and twos, and then you get your fullbacks out. And let me tell you, our fullbacks will have greater joy against other teams because they won't play up against wingers that are as athletic and that willing to recover back. Tolu is a left back. I've said it before, that's his long-term position. If Tolu wants to progress to the levels I want him to get to, it will be as a left back, because he comes onto the ball well, and you watch his 1v1 defending today against one of the best wingers there is, he was magnificent. So was Ricardo Green. How many times did Ricardo Green run today by Setchell? Setchell's proper. Setchell's two levels minimum higher than this level. So today, we passed the ball. The pitch helps. We showed courage and we showed bravery. But there's a time you've also got to play real. And I said a little bit, we've had problems this year because we've got the balance wrong. So we'll overplay, take too long on the ball, and then we get punched. Today, it was just rotating the ball quickly, finding a spare one, moving the ball. You know, James Lauber has just come back last week, played like his life depends on it. You need more of those. I gave him a hard time in the first few minutes because he's running around like a bull in a china shop. But then you calm him down, and what happens? Yeah. He then's proper. Kicks people. Good influence on the group. But what was noticeable tonight, Alfie will tell you, is the lads, when they're having a pop at each other, nothing wrong with that, by the way. Everyone seems to think nowadays you can't shout at a player for having a go at them. How many of my players today, when we got on their case, sulked? But you were sat behind me today.
Yeah.
People think they've got this misconception that I'm on my players all the time.
No.
Quite the opposite.
Yeah.
I take mistakes from my players. I've stood, how many times have I stood behind and said about my players, I'm asking them to play. Now, today we gave the ball away once or twice in bad areas. I stand there, scream and shout across the pitch. No, you help and you support. Like I said, our goalkeeper today was the most casual bloke I've ever met in the building.
He's any more laid back. He's
dragged back. But you watch him. Very, you know, he was apologising to one of the lads for something. I don't know what was happening, but did he wilt today when things went a little bit wrong?
Very good player.
He's a proper kid. He's 18 years old. Alex Butt's 17.
Yeah.
So people have got to remember, we've got Connor and Aidan Kavanagh coming through. Wait till you see the lad, Aidan. Another one, 16. These are lads that we've had all around us all season. But you've got to also give them the right environment. Bringing Alex Butt in, he's always going to do well for you, Alex, because he's got more than just running around. He's got great quality out. But he's played today like he's played 60 league appearances. But there was a time to bring him in. You've got to be careful when you bring young players in. If you bring them all in together, you can stifle them and kill them. They'll play on Saturday. Sean Lockhart will play Saturday. We've got Cole Knox back. What a lad he is, by the way. But yeah, I was not getting too carried away, because we've got to now regroup Thursday and we've got a hard place to go Saturday. Aylesbury Vale have had a great run of form. We've got to go. They've got games in hand. They could have a real push for that top five. But we've got 33 points left to play for now this season. And if we like that, most of the season, we'll come away with more often than 33. If we go back to how we were 3 weeks ago, I'll be sitting here fuming. conceding goal after goal after goal after goal. Our lads tonight must go to bed tonight. When they go to sleep, enjoy their victories, because they're hard, or enjoy your points, your victories. Enjoy the losses when you've worked, done everything you can. We haven't done that enough this year. And today is it's not a victory in terms of score, but it's a moral victory, because the players have had something to show for their efforts, and they've had to go hard today. So, yeah, very proud of them. I thought we did play some good stuff. Without a doubt, we got some good areas today. The Cynic Amigos, could we have maybe capitalised? But then again, they've had a couple of moments today. It's an unbelievable block from Alfie Osborne. We've cleared a couple in and around our three, four, five, six-yard box, 3 yards from goal, 4 yards from goal, 5 yards from goal. We got blocks in. Congratulations to my boys, every one of them tonight. And the ones who are noticeable with their absence, good. Good. You make a return when you're ready to contribute. If all you contribute now is you sap energy and you have an entitled mindset, listen, I'll drive you to your next destination. Don't matter where it is, I'll drive you there. I'll drop you off and don't ever come back. And quite a few of them at the moment, they're going to struggle to get through the door on Thursday because the door's locked.
Yeah.
The right mentality's come through the door. The rest of them, you stay at the door and you're locked out. See you later. Do I need you? No. Do I need Alex Butt? Yeah. Do I need Sean Lockhart? Yeah. Do I need Josh Hatton? Yeah. Do I need Andrew Sabonsu? You better believe it. Do I need my centre-halves, Will and Alfie? You better believe it. Do I need Ethan? You better believe it. Ricardo Tolu? Yeah, that'll do for me. Sellers West? I'm glad I listened to myself. What a lad he's turned out to be. So, don't know if the 16 will be overly different on Saturday. Very proud of my players, really proud of them. Said it 1,000 times tonight, but I really want to reiterate that message, and we've given our support something to cheer about tonight. Sorry it's taken so long. Congratulations, boys. Well done. And hope my chairman, as I said, hope he gets over and recovers and stops running around doing everything, put his feet up for once.
Yeah.
Even in Morocco, he's running around getting charged about £8 a minute, I think, on international roaming. So, but thanks to everyone who's come out, mate. Thanks to yourself. And hopefully they've enjoyed what they've seen tonight.
Yeah, no, honestly, like I said at the start of the podcast, mate, probably the best performance we've had. Definitely this season, and but the most I think I popped my hip out celebrating the second goal, mate. Yeah, you done your calf, I done my hip. But it's a great performance, mate. Send our best to the lads, mate. I know we're going to go and chat to them in the bar now, mate. But let's go and do it all again on Saturday.
Brilliant, mate.
Nice one. Cheers, Joe. Myself and Matt will be back with our podcast later this week. But till then, everybody, up them mighty Blues.